Rus Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey. So Naomi has told Rus the plan. Go into the threshing floor, which is deserted except for Boaz. Uncover his feet, and then whatever happens, happens. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you the next step in what is eventually going to be the relationship that brings the future of Klal Yisrael, still our future that we're waiting for. Vatomer Eleha, and so Rus answered her and said to Naomi, Kol Asher Tomeri Eli Eseh. The word Eli is not written, but the pasuk is read, all that you tell me to do, I shall do. Chazal say Rus clearly did not understand the reason behind the plan, was uncomfortable with it. Her own tznius, her modesty, her dignity went against following such instructions to meet a man alone, even the greatest man of his generation, under cover of darkness. The key word in the pasuk is the word Eli, which is not written but is read. A pure belief that Naomi is being divinely inspired. Rus follows the instructions out of selflessness with no hesitation. Whatever her personal feelings, she dedicates her body and soul to her mother-in-law's directive without any personal benefit in the way. There's no Eli. We read the Eli, but she does not have the Eli written because Eli, for me, is not her concern. She completely puts aside self-interest in every way for the sake of L'shem Shamayim. And Chazal used this pasuk as a way to contrast Rus's behavior with that of her ancestors of Moab, where a terrible, all the way back to the beginning of Moab, we've mentioned this before, the act of immorality between Lot and his daughter. And one opinion in the Medrash says that even the daughter may have had immoral intent. But the Medrash tells us that Lot and his daughter may have been acting out of the wrong impulse, but it was part of Hashem's plan. Mitok shelo lishma ba lishma l'shem shamayim. But Rus does not have any of that confusion. She is in some ways a tikkun of her ultimate ancestors in that she understands that everything is God's will. And maybe, Chazal say, she was even the primary reason Moab had to be conceived in the first place, so that eventually Rus would come out. She has to exist and act in her own pure and righteous way, even coming from hundreds of years, maybe almost a millennium, of hatred and promiscuity and enmity towards the Jewish people. Moab's hatred of Klal Yisrael is enormous, and it's unjustified. As it's pointed out in the story of Balak, we weren't going to go after them in any way. We weren't going to impinge on their territory. They have no reason to hate us, and yet they hate us. But Rus is the highest level of purity in intent, in Kavona, and in Maisa, and in deed. Another similarity, by the way, that many Chazal make, and that's kind of clear, is the similarity with Tamar, who goes out to meet Yehuda, the progenitor of eventually the line that would lead us to Boaz and David and Mashiach, in a, shall we say, a highly unorthodox manner. She conceives the royal line that culminates with everything in Malchus Klal Yisrael, but her intent was completely L'shem Shamayim. And Naomi is not unaware of that, which her ancestress had done. And so she is also on the same page as Tamar. There is a tremendous connection between Rus, Naomi, and all of the women, the famed women, the foremothers of Jewish history. And in deed, and in bloodline, and in approach and attitude, it's just a tremendous Megillah to show us the lineage of women. We count men's Shvatim, the tribe, as coming from your father. But if you're Jewish or not, comes from matrilineal, from your mother. Everything from within. Pasuk Vav, Vateret HaGoren, and without any hesitation at all, so she went down to the threshing floor. Vata'as Kechol Asher Tzivata Chamosa. And she did Kechol, according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her. But not Kol, Kechol. Why? Because among the differences, the Medrash tells us, is that she didn't do anointing and fancy dress and then go down to the threshing floor late in the evening. Rather, she traveled to an empty area where she took care of her physical preparations far away from anybody. She was afraid that by walking outside at night in her Shabbos clothes, in her fancy appearance, fully made up, people will get the impression that maybe she was going out for illicit purposes. The Medrash Tanchum says literally, people would think she was for hire, liskar. And for the sake of modesty, to avoid being in any way interfered with on the way, she changed after she was away from the sight of others. She meets on the threshing floor, not a romantic setting, a place for cows, not shidduch dates, but the threshing floor is a key place in Jewish history. Remember when we had Gidon reaping in the olive pit, the wine pit, far away from the Midyanim. Remember the Beis HaMikdash would be built on the Goren Aravna, the threshing floor of Aravna. That is a place of spiritual meaning, even though it's the most physical, labor-intensive spot that most people can think of in a farm. There is a lot more going on in a Goren than one might think, and a lot of halachos about the Goren. And once you stack everything, put it in the Goren, you're dealing with a different point between Tevel and Truma and Meiser. And I haven't seen this in the Chazal, but I wonder if that's an issue here too, this kind of concept of switching now into an era of Kedusha, of Trumas and Meisers being Chayiv, when Rus is going to meet Boaz.